big taste of Rashi. The Torah says, "Einei Anochi Shaleach Malach Lefanecha Lishmorcha Badarach." Hashem says he's going to send an angel in front of Bnei Israel to get to Eretz Israel. Rashi comments and says, "Kan nitbasu shatitin lachto shchina omer tahem ki lo ala bekirbecha." Here already they were hinted at, or Moshe was hinted to, that they were going to sin. What's he talking about? So the answer is that this malach shows up seemingly again in Parshat Kitisa. At the end of Parshat Kitisa, after the Chet HaEgel, Hashem once again says, "I'm going to send a malach." Problem is over there, he says, "I'm going to send a malach, and I'm not coming with you. I'm not going to come up with you to Eretz Israel, because the problem is, if I stay with you, then I'm not going to be able to prevent myself from punishing Bnei Israel too severely. So I have to send a malach to go instead of me." The Rabban asks the question, he says, "But I understand that at the end of that story, Moshe rejects this idea." Moshe begs and begs and begs and says, no, we don't want to go if you're not coming with us. And Hashem agrees to him. So in the end, it's Hashem himself who takes them up to Eretz Israel, and not the Malach. So what's going on over here? So Rabban answers and says, well, take a look in Sefer Yehoshua. And what do you find? That in Parakev, Sefer Yehoshua, after the war against Jericho, Yehoshua has an encounter with a man with a sword. And Yehoshua asks him who he is. And he says he's Tsar Tzva Hashem. He's a general of Hashem. And Ramban explains, yeah, that's the angel. The angel says at that point, he says, "Ata bati, now I've come." Meaning, I was postponed. I got rain checked. The Malach didn't get to go and take Bnei Israel in through the Midbar into Eretz Israel. But now they got into Eretz Israel. He comes to help them conquer the land. So that's how he explains the whole story. Right, cool. Shabbat Shalom.